From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Upper elevations of the Wasatch Mountains could get snow Christmas Eve and into Christmas Day. But as KUER's Pamela McCall reports, the new weather headed Utah's way is bringing more warm temperatures.
Jim Steinberg is professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Utah. He says a new system blowing in will stick around until December 27th, but it's a mild one.
It's a relatively warm storm, although the snow levels will fall over the course of that period, and eventually probably even the mountain valleys will see some snow out of it, but it's still not the pattern change that we're really looking for.
Steinberg says on Christmas Eve at about 5 p.m., you'll only find freezing temperatures above 10,000 feet. But as the storm progresses, snow levels could briefly reach the valley floors. As for what's ahead, Steinberg says it's tough to make accurate forecasts beyond 5 days. But even though it's been unseasonably warm, he remains hopeful that could change as the season progresses. Pamela McCall, KUER News.
Park City is trying to figure out how to keep its holiday visitors entertained with the limited snow and balmy temperatures. The city has created a task force of local leaders to make sure there are other activities in town beyond winter sports. Jennifer Wesselhoff spoke on KPCW's local newshour. She said they're using QR codes to get the word out about things to do, and she thinks it might be smart to keep the task force going in the long term.
As we start thinking about these conditions being more of potentially normal conditions, what can we do in the future to really ensure a positive guest experience and exceptional hospitality?
Between Christmas and New Year's, Utah's Olympic Park is even opening some of its summer activities like the Alpine Slide and Ropes Course. Salt Lake City's apartment rental supply is almost keeping up with demand. The Rental Housing Association of Utah says the capital city will add about 7,300 new apartment rental units by 2028. That's about 200 shy of what they project the city will need. Salt Lake had some rapid rent spikes earlier this decade. The Rental Association says more construction should help prevent that from happening again. Right now, there's a 6.9% vacancy rate. It could drop to 6% in 3 years. But renters won't be as likely to get perks like free parking or move-in specials. Snow Canyon State Park is a great spot for seeing the night sky, and now it's being recognized. Dark Sky International named the Washington County Park an urban night sky place. It has lighting that makes it easier to see the sky, plus easy access to get outside to do it. Snow Canyon is now one of 5 dark sky locations within about 60 miles of each other. The designation comes after years of work at the 7,400-acre park. The efforts also benefit nocturnal animals and protect the night sky for future generations. BYU and Notre Dame have struck a deal on a football series. Brigham Young University says the Fighting Irish will come to Provo in 2026. Then the Cougars will head to Indiana the following year. The dates for the matchups haven't been set yet. Next season, BYU will play 7 games at home. The Holy War matchup will be at the University of Utah. You're listening to KUER News.